welcome you once again to one of our end of week tests. Would you please get pencils and pieces of paper for a short test? Question 1.
Listen to each of the following sentences and point out whether it is acceptable or unacceptable. A. He cannot justifiably proud himself for being the first to be admitted to the program. B. Quite naturally, he seemed about to fall apart after the series of misfortunes that befell him. Please listen to the question again. Listen to each of the following sentences and point out whether it is acceptable or unacceptable. A. He cannot justifiably proud himself for being the first to be admitted to the program. And B. Quite naturally, he seemed about to fall apart after the series of misfortunes that befell him.
Question 2.
And now listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows it. He won several trophies for his team. Does the sentence imply A. He made his team proud? B. He did his team proud? C. He prided himself? And D. He honored himself? I'll take the question again. And now, listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows it. He won several trophies for his team. Does the sentence imply A. He made his team proud? B. He did his team proud? C. He prided himself? And D. He honored himself?
Question 3.
I'd like you to listen to a sentence and answer the questions that follow it. Mr. Johnson, he's priceless at times. Does this sentence imply that A. Mr. Johnson behaves cheaply, or B. he buys expensive things, or C. he buys things which cannot be priced, or D. his behavior and actions are sometimes amusing? Please listen to the question again. I'd like you to listen to a sentence and answer the questions that follow it. Mr. Johnson, he's priceless at times. Does the sentence imply that A. Mr. Johnson behaves cheaply, or B. he buys expensive things, or C. he buys things which cannot be priced, or D. his behavior and actions are sometimes amusing?
Question 4.
I am going to read you a short passage. At the end of it, I shall ask you some simple questions to which I shall expect you to give simple answers. Now listen. Long before we got to the Durbar grounds, the king had dispatched a troop of Adwa and Fontomfrom dancers to meet and welcome us. We were then escorted to the grounds where there was a lot of dancing. This was followed by an elaborate cocktail and a royal banquet in our honor. Now, do you think the king A. did us proud? B. made us proud? C. treated us proudly? D. treated us with great hospitality? And E. made us feel proud? Please listen to this question again. I am going to read you a short passage. At the end of it, I shall ask you some simple questions to which I shall expect you to give simple answers. Now listen. Long before we got to the Durbar grounds, the king had dispatched a troop of Adwa and Fontomfrom dancers to meet and welcome us. We were then escorted to the grounds where there was a lot of dancing. This was followed by an elaborate cocktail and a royal banquet in our honor. Now, do you think the king A. did us proud. B, made us proud. C, treated us proudly. D, treated us with great hospitality. And E, made us feel proud.
And now the answers.
Listen to each of the following sentences and point out whether it is acceptable or unacceptable. A. He cannot justifiably proud himself for being the first to be admitted to the program.
Unacceptable. The word proud is an adjective, but is used here as a verb. A better sentence is, he cannot justifiably pride himself.
B. Quite naturally, he seemed about to fall apart after the series of misfortunes that befell him.
Acceptable.
Question 2.
And now listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows it. He won several trophies for his team. Does the sentence imply A, he made his team proud? B, he did his team proud? C, he prided himself? And D, he honored himself?
The sentence means A, he made his team proud.
Question 3.
I'd like you to listen to a sentence and answer the question that follows it. Mr. Johnson, he's priceless at times. Does the sentence mean A, Mr. Johnson behaves cheaply? Or B, he buys expensive things? Or C, he buys things which cannot be priced? Or D, his behavior and actions are sometimes amusing?
The sentence implies D, his behavior and actions are sometimes amusing.
Thank you both. And our listeners, that's all there's time for. We hope you did well enough to feel proud. And thank you for your attention. And please join us next week if you have time. Till then, it's goodbye from us.